Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am not joined by anybody. I am actually fulfilling a dare. I was dared by somebody. I won't tell who actually did this, but somebody dared me if I could be positive for the entirety of a podcast. So that's what we're going to try to do here today. I put together a list before I started recording. I have a list of a few things here that I find it to be positive for the Los Angeles Lakers. They are, there's quite a few things here. So I'm going to get to all of that. Today's show is brought to you in part by Action Heat and by Metro Infinity. So more on those guys in a bit. Let's go ahead and dive into this thing. So basically, the way this is going to work, I have 10 things here. I didn't mean to do that, by the way, but I have 10 things here that are all positive about the Lakers. I have been complaining a little bit about, a few things, the way they use Brandon Ingram, the starting lineup not being what I'd like it for it to be. So I'm going to spend an entire podcast here being positive. I might not make it. Not in the sense of I might not make it and be positive for the whole thing. I literally might die. This might kill me. So at the very least, it'll be good radio if I die on the air. So you might have that to look forward to, Lakers Reddit. So let's dive into these things here. We start number one, and these are in no particular order. For the most part, it's just kind of the way I put them down. This one actually belongs at the top, though. The Lakers still have LeBron James. they do still have LeBron. I was watching over the weekend, and every so often, LeBron will do something, and it'll still just kind of dawn on me, holy crap, the Lakers have LeBron James. It usually happens when he has some kind of crazy dunk and it's in, the yellow uniform or the purple road uniform. And it just kind of dawns on, in the Sunday whites uniform as well. Basically anything other than, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to complain about uniforms, but I see LeBron make these wild plays. And part of it, it's like, holy crap, I can't believe he's doing this in year 16. But holy crap, he's doing it in year 16 for the team that I have rooted for and now am fortunate enough to make a career talking about. That's pretty damn cool. So when all else fails and if the Lakers get you down for any reason whatsoever, just kind of pinch yourself. Stop, take a step back and kind of rethink some stuff and realize, holy crap, LeBron James plays basketball for the basketball team that I root for. That's kind of cool. And what's even cooler is that that's not going to change probably over the next 3 to 4 years, right? He signed a 3-year deal with an out for year 4. We'll see how things turn out after that. But for the foreseeable future, LeBron James is going to be playing basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm down with that. All right, let's go to the next one here. The Lakers currently, as it stands, are 14-9 at the recording of this podcast. Let's look at some of the teams that are above them. The Denver Nuggets, who lead the Western Conference, are above them. And you can always trust the Denver Nuggets to go full Denver Nuggets. So at some point, that's coming. And the Lakers, as things stand right now, are only 2 games back in the win call or in the loss or no, yeah, in the loss column of first place in the Western Conference. That's pretty legit. Above or just tied with the Nuggets are the LA Clippers, who, let's just say, I think they're playing at their absolute peak right now. Like, if you were to try to find a team around the NBA that might be either overperforming or might not have that next gear as the season goes along, I would probably say the Clippers fit into that category, right? And as I'll talk about here in a bit, The Lakers do have another couple gears, I would probably say. So that's kind of cool. And again, the Lakers are only two games back of them. They are a game and a half back of the Oklahoma City Thunder, which, all right, that's fine. The Lakers are a single game back of the Golden State Warriors. If you would have told me that in the 20-something game mark, wherever the Lakers have played 23 games at this point, but if you were to tell me that at the 23 game mark that the Lakers would be a single game back of the Golden State Warriors, I would have taken that scenario. So, you know, while the Lakers have frustrated in some respects and obviously can continue to play better, for where they stand right now, I think you take that. We're going to take a quick second here, and when we come back, I'm going to keep going down this list, and there's still quite a few things here on this list. I've only done two so far, so sit tight and wait this out, and we'll be back here in a second. Today's show is brought to you in part by Action Heat Clothing. Out here in Southern California, if it gets below like 63 degrees, it's time to freak out and dress as if we may never see the sun ever again. And what that unfortunately means, though, is that you're stuck with layer upon layer upon layer of clothing, and it's like that scene from the Christmas movie where the kids, I can't move my arms, that kind of thing. And nobody likes that look. And then when you get to wherever you're going, you have all those layers to take off, and you got to put like three jackets on your chair, and it's just not comfortable. And what's nice with this Action Heat Clothing is it's clothing engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels, just like your heated car seat. I always have my heated car seat on just because it feels good on my back. It would be great to take that wherever I go. And the other great thing is, because they're battery powered, you can charge your phone if you need. We've all been there where it's like Sunday and you forgot to check your lineup for your fantasy team and you gotta make some late moment change the night before. You had a couple cocktails and you forgot to charge your phone and there you are. And this way you can charge your phone using those battery packs and use them to keep warm. So I just don't see any reason why you wouldn't look into them. So what you're going to do is you're going to hop on to actionheat.com/lockedon to get $20 off your entire order. That's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout and save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you will enjoy all your activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Take another quick second here, and we'll come back and keep staying positive. All right, so we left off at the Lakers' record. They currently sit at 14-9. Before that, we talked about LeBron James still being a Laker. That's always going to be a positive. The next thing here is the Lakers' defense has really turned around since the Lakers signed Tyson Chandler. Since they signed Tyson Chandler, this is insane. The Lakers boast the second best defense in terms of defensive rating per 100 possessions. It's a hair over 100. They're second only to the Oklahoma City Thunder in that time. And that stretch of really good defense has vaulted them up to seventh in defensive rating on the season as a whole. That's insane. If you were to tell me that a team featuring LeBron James, who let's just say conserves his energy on the defensive end, Kyle Kuzma, who just recently started playing better defense, but isn't the kind of guy that you would point to and say, oh yeah, that guy has everything that you might need to be a part of a really good defensive team. Past his prime, Tyson Chandler is one of the anchors, and JaVale McGee playing significant minutes for the first time in years as the two main anchors of the defense. If you were to tell me that a team featuring all of that just came together for the first time and had all kinds of turnover heading into the season was able to put together a defense capable of being in the top 10 right now and have any decent, like this is a 13-game stretch where the Lakers are the second best team defensively in the league. That's pretty impressive. So as frustrating as it might be to sometimes see them kind of get bogged down offensively, I think that's going to come. For everything I described in terms of what the Lakers have defensively and why it's kind of crazy that they are as good as they are, you look at their offensive weapons and you could say, oh, okay, yeah, that team should figure it out offensively. And I think they're going to. And if they can figure that out offensively and maintain something close to this defensively, now you're talking about a legitimate, like, upper echelon playoff team. Teams that are in the top 10 of offense and defense tend to perform pretty well over the stretch of the regular season and getting into the playoffs. So that's great to see. And I think Luke Walton deserves a lot of credit for getting this team to defend like that. Each individual player deserves a ton of credit for committing to that kind of defensive effort. It's just been a lot of fun to watch. And for a team that needs to run as much as the Lakers do, if they can continue to play this kind of defense, that'll help them do that. And that makes everything better from the top down. Next one here is Lonzo looking more and more like Lonzo Ball. He started the season pretty slow, and I think one thing that wasn't talked nearly enough about was how he was coming off of an offseason where he wasn't able to condition himself the way I would imagine he wanted to. He missed all of training camp and most of the preseason, and then at the beginning of the year started it on a minutes restriction, and is now kind of shaping or working himself into shape where he can consistently impact the game in ways that we anticipated him being able to on a consistent basis. And as he does more and more and more of that, and I also don't think it's a coincidence that he's worked himself into shape and the defense has looked as good as it has, the combination of him working himself into shape and Tyson Chandler being able to fortify the defense whenever JaVale is sitting, like those things, it's like I said, it's not a coincidence that the Lakers are as good as they've been defensively over these last 13 games or so. And again, it's something that it's very easy to see continuing. In Lonzo's case, it's just a matter of getting and staying healthy. And while he dealt with injury problems last year, I think it was good to see him tweak an ankle and be able to play in the very next game and play well in that very next game. That's a trend in the right direction. So Lonzo Ball looking like Lonzo is number four. I'm going to take another quick second here, and when we come back, we have six more items to talk about here. I've remained positive now for 13 minutes of recording time. Yeah. There's a reason I almost got choked up on the last segment. This might be slowly killing me, and this is a sacrifice I'm willing to make for you guys. Today's show is brought to you in part by Metro Infinity. They have been a partner with us for quite some time now, and it's the kind of brand, speaking of Infinity specifically, it's the kind of brand that I can get behind because the cars look great. I've driven Infinities before. It's a great brand of cars. It's a great product. And Metro Infinity makes it really easy for you to A, check out that product, and B, buy some of that product for yourself. Check them out at metroinfinity.com. That's just as it's spelled, just as it sounds, metroinfinity.com, to check out their collection of new and used Infinities and other brands of cars that they have there. Or you can give them a call at 626-599-7510. The best thing to do, however, is to go check them out at 821 East Central Avenue in Monrovia, California, just off the 210. They have that multi-million-dollar facility that's a family-owned thing, so you know you'll feel nice and welcomed for the entirety of your visit. So go check them out. Mention Locked On. You'll save $500 off of that purchase. That's, again, it's Locked On. Locked On Lakers. They're supporting the entire local Locked On channel. So go check them out. Tell them we sent you. And then take a couple pictures in your brand new Infiniti, because that's a big moment. I just recently bought my first car, or I guess a few months ago bought my first car, and that felt good. And it would feel even better if I had bought an Infiniti. Sit tight. We're going to come back, and I'm going to keep being positive. All right, the next one here. We've talked about LeBron. We've talked about the record. We've talked about the defense. We've talked about Lonzo looking more like Lonzo. The next one here is Josh Hart has been really effing good this season and is showing an ability to do all of the things that you need role players to be able to do in 2018 in this current NBA. He defends pretty well. He could obviously improve a little bit in terms of perimeter defense, but in terms of being a team defender, he's pretty stout there. He's the second most impactful, positively impactful Laker on the team, behind only Tyson Chandler in terms of net rating. That's a good quality, and probably means he should be playing more. And here's, you know, I talked earlier about ways that the Lakers can improve and take that next step, and compare that to the Clippers and how I don't think they're able to do the same kind of thing. The Lakers can just play Josh Hart more, and I think they would be a better team for it. And when you have guys like that on your roster, that means you're doing the right thing in terms of scouting and developing as well. So Josh Hart is number 5 on my list here. I talked about Lonzo Ball's defense earlier and how he's looked better as he's gotten healthier. Brandon Ingram, for all of his frustrations offensively, defensively, the fact that he is able to be good enough defensively to make up for some of those offensive shortcomings and still be a positively impactful player on the Lakers, like that's pretty impressive, right? And he's doing all this, by the way, as what, a third-year player expected to guard multiple positions and guard teams at the point of attack and sometimes go up against other teams' best players. That's for what he's asked to do. Brandon Ingram defensively is the kind of player where you look at him and you say, oh, okay, yeah, I could see him making an all-defensive NBA team if he really focuses on that kind of thing. He has all the tools. And most importantly, and this is why I think eventually he might figure it out offensively too, but he has a good head for the game and he works his tail off. You ask anybody from the Lakers and they'll tell you immediately, this kid just gets after it. And when you have somebody who has those kinds of talents physically and can think about the game the way that Brandon Ingram does, and then he also has a great work ethic, give me 15 of that type of that description of player, and I'd feel pretty good about whatever team comes out of that roster. All right, next one here. Recently, Luke Walton has moved off of Lance Stephenson in the rotation when the game is still on the line, and is now playing Michael Beasley for those minutes. And I think that's going to really help the Lakers in terms of making sense of that rotation, and it also lightens the load on Brandon Ingram. It's hard to be a point guard when one of the guys that's on the court with you there just either has no idea where he's supposed to be all the time, or is just not really particularly interested in being there or playing the right way. And now that Ingram doesn't have to vocalize that whenever he's on the court with Michael Beasley now instead of Lance Stephenson, like that helps Ingram focus more on doing some of the things that he's needed to do while he's running that second unit. And just also, frankly, Michael Beasley is a better player than Lance Stephenson. So just having a better player who is more open to what the Lakers need to do to win games and play their style of basketball, having Michael Beasley in there instead of Lance is going to be really good. Next one here is, and I've mentioned this a couple times, but there are easy ways for the Lakers to improve. We talked already about playing Josh Hart more. Brandon Ingram when Rajon Rondo comes back, I hope he continues to focus on doing stuff off of the ball to try to get himself open and available without having to score everything in isolation. If the Lakers make an adjustment to the starting unit, look, the starting unit over the last two games has played at a net rating of minus 19, and that's in two blowouts. Like, I don't know how much more telling that these stats have to be in order for the coaching staff to at least sit the starters down and say, you guys got to play better or else we're going to make a change. For everything that may not have gone absolutely perfectly so far, there are a lot of ways that the Lakers can continue to improve. And if they improve from 14-9, then now you're talking about a team that belongs, not just like hypothetically belongs in the playoff conversation, but as the year goes on, the Lakers are going to belong in the playoff conversation and force their way into it. And really, that's all you could really hope for at this stage of the season. Couple more here. This is not a this season specific thing, but if you ever hear Magic Johnson speak about what's next for the Lakers, it has to be a good thing that he's as confident as he is, right? And now Magic is always going to be confident because he's Magic freaking Johnson, and if I was Magic Johnson, I would just walk around with an air of absolute and utter confidence at all times. But it's still a competitive industry, and Magic seemed oddly confident heading into an offseason where LeBron James was going to be available, and now again he seems oddly confident in an offseason where other superstars are going to be available and the Lakers have cap space. So that can't be a bad thing until it isn't. And I don't think we're going to reach that point. So Magic's confidence in being able to sign other superstars, it's definitely something worth keeping an eye on. And it's the kind of thing that's fun to keep an eye on, because if Magic's confidence pays off, well, then now you have the Lakers in a situation where they could be title favorites next season. So definitely a good thing. Last but not least, the Lakers, this class of rookie obviously isn't as talented as last year when they had Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma and Josh Hart. But Mo Wagner getting into a game and the team responding to Mo scoring his first points ever as a pro, I think says a lot about him and the chemistry on this team. And really, that could have been its own topic in and of its own, was this Lakers team chemistry. Given how many headlines are written about this team, the fact they're this positive and they seem to like each other. I think JaVale McGee called this the chillest locker room that he's ever been a part of. That's a good thing. And dealing with the amount of media that they do out here, every aspect of or every little bit of positivity that the Lakers can get only serves them better given the circus that surrounds them. But the two, you know, we've talked about Wagner. Svi hasn't looked particularly great, but I think a lot of that has to do with just getting used to NBA speed, and shooters take a little bit of time typically getting ready for that. But the guy that you haven't probably heard as much about has been Isaac Bonga, and in G League play, he has done a lot of the things that people were concerned he wasn't able to do in Summer League play. And if Isaac Bonga can, you know, if he works out, and if Svi works out, and if Wagner works out, and I'm not talking about, you know, even reaching the same levels that Josh Hart and Kyle Kuzma reached, but if these guys just pan out to where they are not disasters for the 10-ish minutes per game that they're on the court in an NBA game at some point over the course of their careers, then the Lakers have cheap assets that can work with the other superstars that they'll extend themselves financially with. So whenever you get a chance, watch a South Bay Lakers game. Check out Isaac Bonga, and he's looked really good. And that's my final positive here. I've made it. I've been talking for 24 minutes and 23 seconds. of just straight positivity. I did it. I'm proud of myself. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank Jesus above. I'd like to thank... I'm kidding. This was fun, though. This was a good exercise. And the purpose of all this is just to remind everybody that while I can nitpick at times on some aspects of the team that I would like to see improve, for the most part, the Lakers are sitting pretty right now, all things considered. And so long as that continues, I'm going to continue to have fun talking about them with you. That'll do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Quick reminder that on December 13th, that is 10 days from as I'm recording this right now, 11 by the time you guys are listening to this, we're all going to meet up at Tom's Urban, just right across the street from Staples Center. We're all going to sit there and we'll watch the Lakers play. At that night, they play Houston. So we'll all watch that together. And then maybe afterward, Pete and I will hop on and do some kind of live show where we take your questions or we just record our typical show for you guys. I can't wait for it. They have great food. They'll have great specials and stuff. Go to tomsurban.com/lockedon for the specific specials and details on that night. They've already done a Locked On Rams thing, and I believe as I'm recording this tonight, they did a Locked On Clippers thing, or they're getting ready to do that tomorrow. They've been great. This hopefully is the first of many events like this as we partner with Tom's Urban and Locked On. But again, that's December 13th, right across the street from Staples Center. I can't wait to see you guys there. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.